Welcome to Point of View. It's our Thursday edition of Point of View. Welcome to it. It's going to be lots of fun today. So thank you for being with us as we wrap the week. Leroy Mark, as usual, will be with us. We'll have some music as usual as well. My guest this evening is McFarlane Muleli, who will be joining us in a short while. But we start here with the stories of the day. AfriForum is asking the DA and the FF Plus to consider stepping away from the GNU. The question is why. AfriForum CEO Kali Creel is on the line with us. A very good evening, and thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much, Pamela. It's great speaking to you.
Thank you. What's the reason behind you asking the DA and AfriForum to walk away from, or at least consider walking away? Sorry, did I say the AfriForum and the Freedom Front Plus to consider walking away from the GNU?
Well, I think what is important for us is that this is the most important issue with regard to the Afrikaans community since 1994. And the reason being is many communities in this country or cultural communities have traditional areas, have initiation schools and ways of preserving their culture. And in terms of the Afrikaans community, schools play a central role. And if we see what is happening now, and we've seen it in Gauteng, the MEC counting the days to see when he will be able to change the language policy of Afrikaans schools, saying that there is no place for Afrikaans schools in Gauteng, then that makes one worried. It's actually a fight for survival. And in terms of the GNU, of course, we are very positive about the GNU. It's important with regard to that we have a problem in the country. We have divisions. And we need to cooperate. But if you're going to have a GNU where parties are simply co-opted to implement policies, even that is to the detriment of their own support base, then that is not worthwhile. So we hope that sanity would prevail. We think the president showed statesmanship when he said that there would be 3 months to discuss this. But of course, we've seen, we've had discussions now over the last week or two, even in the Department of Education, as well as in the Gauteng government, there are those that are trying to derail these discussions. And all we are saying is let's have a sincere discussion and try to find solutions. Because if we do not, then it would simply be that other groupings that are accommodated in the GNU are simply co-opted.
I mean, many would say that the DA is a very important, you know, coalition partner in the GNU. That's not to say the FF Plus is not, but that it seems to be quite a significant partner here. You don't trust that in that 3 months, as you said, you know, you've been having some discussions in the past 3 weeks, but are you saying that you're not confident that in this the coming 3 months, what the president will be doing, as he said, he'll be negotiating, he'll be, you know, considering different options as to how to review the Section 4 and Section 5 that you're concerned about. Are you not confident that that will kind of maybe satisfy everybody?
Well, I'm happy that the opportunity is there, but unfortunately, I think the president is under a lot of pressure that even after he announced these discussions are going to take place, you had the MEC Chiluane from Gauteng with regard to education, simply stating there are 80 days left before we can decide on the language policy. So not everybody in his party is taking his undertaking seriously. Also not in the National Education Department. We had a few days ago a discussion with officials which act like politicians. They actually drive their own agenda. And that is why we had to come out to say we cannot have a situation where the issue is manipulated. And I hope the president takes notice of this and really plays a role to make sure that a solution is found. We are willing to participate in finding a solution, and hopefully that will prevail. But our view was just to say if this does not happen, it will make a mockery of cooperation, and it will simply be the DA and the FF Plus being co-opted to implement ANC policy and a policy that is driven by Panyasa Lesufi.
Isn't your call a little premature? In other words, did you not think it's wise to give them room, the DA, for instance, as well as the FF Plus, to do whatever negotiation they can do closer to the action rather than calling for them to walk away from the GNU?
No, well, we have not called on them to walk away from the GNU, but I think in terms of negotiations, we know, we're not naive to not know how politics works. Mm. Politicians are driven by the balance of power, and unfortunately at the moment, the only people placing pressure on the president and the GNU are those that do not want the GNU to work, such as Mr. Lesufi and the people that is in his camp. And if you're just going to allow pressure from one side, of course, then it will mean the end of efforts to get a solution. So I think it's important that from our side we also show that we are very serious about this. And that we find a solution. Remember, this is not only an issue for the Afrikaans-speaking community. If you look over at the matric results over the last few decades, every year it's the same story. 80% of the schools are dysfunctional, and those children that perform the worst are those children that don't have the opportunity to be taught in their mother tongue, that don't have the opportunity to write exams in their mother tongue. And to close down 5% of Afrikaans schools won't solve that. The solution is that we need to make sure that all children in this country have the opportunity to be taught in their mother tongue. And because what is happening now, many of the children in this country, when they write maths, it's not only their maths ability that's being tested, it's their language ability, because they first have to overcome these concepts in terms of language before they can come to the real concept. And I think that's unfair towards children, and BLR would take us in the wrong direction. The removal of Afrikaans schools won't solve that. We need to create mother tongue education for all.
So you've already gathered 215,000 petitions. What exactly is in the petition?
Yes, well, I think what it says, it's a petition that says that we want mother tongue education, and we want to make sure that Afrikaans schools are allowed to exist, because it is central to our cultural existence. And if you look at the Constitution, it speaks about unity and diversity. And this BLR Act will destroy diversity. It will create uniformity. And I think that will be a pity for the vast majority of people in the country. And the people signing the petition are people saying we are not happy with regard to the language policy that is going to be prescribed. We are not happy with the fact that the state does not allow parents to play a strong role in the upbringing of their children. To have a governing body at a school, that is exactly what grassroots democracy is. And we're now going to see grassroots democracy is going to be destroyed. And the decision-making would be in the hand of one person, and that is the education head in a province. And I don't think that's healthy for anybody.
AfriForum CEO, Khali Kriel, thank you so much for your time.